Why cryptocurrency holders are being targeted with kidnapping. As celebrity Twitch streamer Caitlin Siragusa slept at her home in Houston, three men broke in and pistol-whipped her, demanding she hand over her cryptocurrency. What the thieves didn't know was that Siragusa's husband, Nick Lee, was in the bathroom. Lee emerged with a gun and fired at the men, causing them to flee, Siragusa told Fox News. The March 2nd incident is just one in a recent string that has prompted authorities to warn investors in cryptocurrency and people owning large amounts of digital assets about their vulnerability to kidnapping and robbery. Elsewhere, a kidnapping attempt was caught on camera and broadcast by Le Parisien media outlet. It showed footage from a May 13th attempt to abduct the relatives, a 34-year-old woman and her 2-year-old daughter, of a cryptocurrency investor. Jameson Lopp, the chief technology officer of crypto asset custody solutions firm Casa, has compiled a database of physical attacks, which shows 23 reported incidents so far this year, compared with 32 for all of 2024. Lopp said he believes several people have been targeted because they flaunted their crypto wealth on social media. Amaranth, for example, who was hit in Texas, she almost assuredly got hit because she posted a screenshot of her wallet that had $20 million worth of Bitcoin in it, he said. While most U.S. banks will ask customers to give prior notice before withdrawing large amounts from their accounts, this extra precaution is unavailable in the digital asset space. David McKelvey, a former detective chief inspector in London's Metropolitan Police, who now runs an investigation company, TMI, said the flaw with digital assets is that once criminals have access details to a crypto wallet, they can take everything. The advantage of cryptocurrency to many people is that it is decentralized and they don't have to rely on banks, said Michael Littman, innovation director at Digital Frontier in London. But he said there are pros and cons to decentralization. When you get hacked or when you get your wallet drained, there's no comeback. You don't have a technical support number, you don't have a bank to call and say that something's happened. Most attacks not publicized. Kidnappings and other attempted extortion are known in the industry as wrench attacks, named after a cartoon in a comic called XKCD. The cartoon shows a crypto nerd, imagining he would thwart any theft attempt with high-level encryption, only to be hit over the head with a $5 wrench and being forced to hand over the password. You can have a crazy level of mathematical security around your data, your private keys, whatever. But if we're able to bypass it nearly instantaneously, then that's a major weakness in your setup, Lopp said. There has been a string of wrench attacks in recent years, including one on May 3rd, in which the father of a cryptocurrency investor was rescued by police near Paris. Fabrice Gardon, the director of the Judicial Police, told radio station RTL that one of the victim's fingers had been cut off during the ordeal. The victim is yet to be named. Seven people were arrested in connection with that incident. It occurred 4 months after kidnappers mutilated the hand of David Ballan, the co-founder of cryptocurrency firm Ledger, during a separate abduction and ransom incident. In November 2024, Dean Skirka, the CEO of Toronto-based cryptocurrency firm WonderFi, was kidnapped and then released after paying a $1 million ransom. In June 2024, a British crypto investor posted on social media, a post that has since been deleted, that he had been attacked by three men with machetes who forced him to open his ledger and then transferred out all of his cryptocurrency. In 2022, Aiden Platursky, the self-proclaimed Crypto King, was kidnapped at gunpoint in downtown Toronto, beaten, and held captive for 3 days. These villains are shrewd, and there are some very, very professional gangs around, including South Americans, who will spend days carrying out surveillance, checking on someone's lifestyle, putting trackers on their cars, and checking the location of CCTV cameras, McKelvey said. Lopp said it's fairly reasonable to assume that the vast majority of attacks are never publicized. There are plenty of victims who never even contact law enforcement because they're afraid that will just result in the attack getting into the public eye and making them a bigger target. Following a spate of robberies, abductions, and attempted kidnappings linked to digital assets, France's Minister of the Interior, Bruno Retailleau, met with leading figures in the country's cryptocurrency industry. He told Europe One radio network on May 16th that the meeting was to ensure they were aware of the risks and to work with them to ensure their security. Getting caught. Having gained access to a cryptocurrency wallet, sometimes referred to as a ledger, a criminal can transfer the entire contents to their own digital wallet, leaving few clues about their identity. This aura of safety leads criminals to make mistakes, Lop said, and that's good for law enforcement because it helps them more easily track the people, hopefully, and find them. But, he said, few local police departments have the knowledge required to trace stolen cryptocurrency, and the expertise is often only found at a federal level. I've worked with the FBI on several instances, and I can tell you, just due to the resource constraints of national-level law enforcement, they're generally not going to go after theft and attacks unless we're talking millions of dollars or more, Lop said. In early May, three teenagers were charged with stealing $4 million in cryptocurrency and non-fungible tokens in November 2024, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department confirmed to the Epoc Times. Earlier this year, the cryptocurrency firm Bybit said hackers had stolen $1.5 billion worth of digital currency in what is thought to be the largest heist of its kind. Low-risk, high-reward crime. According to McKelvey, criminals tend to move towards low-risk, high-reward crimes, and just as they moved from armed robberies into drug smuggling in the 1980s and 1990s, now they are likely to gravitate towards cryptocurrency-related crimes. In recent years, Chinese organized crime has been involved in industrial-scale cyber scamming from hubs in Burma, Cambodia, and Laos. Matthew Hogan, a detective with the Connecticut State Police and an officer on the Secret Service's Financial Crimes Task Forces, said last month that there has been a huge rise in long-term scams known as pig butchering, which involves luring people into fake cryptocurrency investments. Michael Englander, the CEO of a Poland-based crypto exchange, Plazbit, advises people to invest in security to protect critical information. Because once someone decides you're worth targeting, it's already too late to be careful, he posted on social media platform X on May 12th. Crypto wallets come in different forms. In recent years, cold wallets have become more popular because they are not connected to the internet and less prone to hacking, as opposed to online wallets, known as hot wallets. A cold wallet primarily protects you from hackers because your keys are no longer on a general-purpose internet-connected device, Lop said. He added that it still does not protect crypto investors from scams that rely on exploiting a person's trust.